USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says Mayor Ted Wheeler in Portland cares more about fighting with President Trump than ending violence in his city.
We're dealing with a mayor who hates President Trump more than he loves the people in Portland. And he doesn't care about peace if he thinks he can score cheap political points on the president.
The violence continuing in Portland over the weekend when a supporter of President Trump's was shot and killed. Speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is not doing his job in stopping violence.
He doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat. And he's stroking violence in our cities.
The former vice president speaking at an old steel mill plant in Pennsylvania, not taking any questions. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hurricane Laura still affecting folks in Louisiana. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Thousands of people in Louisiana still have no power days after Hurricane Laura. More than 350,000 people with no electricity. Water systems serving over 150,000 people aren't working either.
With a little more on this story, Louisiana resident Heather Trahan says people are helping out in her state.
A little girl helped me and told me thank you so much. As she and her boyfriend, who is 19, slept on the Papa John's parking lot with nothing but a bag of clothes, nothing, I knew that it wasn't time for me to stop helping.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, a federal judge can examine the Justice Department's decision to move to drop the criminal case against President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. That's according to a U.S. appeals court. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks is proposing a bill that would prevent people convicted of a federal crime during a protest from receiving federal employment assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Banks introducing the Support Peaceful Protest Act, which would also require convicted protesters to pay for the cost of federal policing of a demonstration. The Republican congressman saying it would strip rioters of enhanced federal benefits like unemployment money from the CARES Act passed into law to help Americans amid the coronavirus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.